New Country Z100. It is Craig Morgan, and that is Tough. Hello there. It's 7:20 this morning. It's kind of like the official theme song here in the month of October for our friends and neighbors who are battling breast cancer. And here at Z100 and all of River Radio, we are very excited to team up with our friends at the SIH Cancer Institute to raise some awareness, to raise some money, and to help out our friends and neighbors here with Pink Pumpkins for a Purpose. And I have some friends of mine in from the SIH Cancer Institute, Jen Badu and Tracy Heron. Good morning, girls.
Good morning, Kent.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is a big time month. Y'all are pinked out already.
Pinked out. I mean, you should see it at the Cancer Institute. We have a pink pond, a pink fountain. We have pumpkins there, too.
Well, you got pumpkins for free folks can get and decorate pink?
That's right. Well, pink pumpkins for a purpose.
Pink Pumpkins for a Purpose. This is such a cool thing to do, and we've been talking about it here on Z100, but what are we asking folks to do, Jen? What do we want them to participate in here?
Well, we want them to raise awareness through painting pumpkins or decorating them. We've seen such creativity, but really raising awareness about breast cancer, ensuring that people get their annual mammograms, talk to the women that are important in your life, and make sure that they're getting their screenings or doing their breast self-checks. But most importantly, raising awareness that we're all in it together.
You know, I am a guy, and there are certain health issues that I got to stay on top of because I'm a guy. Women, you know, I look at my friend Leah down here, which you're getting ready to talk to, I believe, at 7:40. She is one of my top five heroes in Southern Illinois because I know a little bit about getting up in the morning, and it's difficult to be on right away. And she went through this.
She did.
She is a survivor.
But most importantly, an amazing mother, professional, wife. I mean, but she did it, and it didn't define her.
It was really cool how I watched her go through this. And there were days where she'd come in, and I know that she was not feeling well. You know, you go through this, and from what I understand, you feel terrible at times. But she was still able to come in and put a smile on her face and do her job, which was incredible. And there are a lot of folks right now, Jen, who are getting ready for their treatment today over here, right? And they
got
to do the same thing no matter where they're at.
They are. And we're so thankful to be there and help so many people. We're seeing more and more cases come through. We're treating more and more patients every single day. And these funds really do help, whether it's with transportation. We find folks that just don't have access to food, right, to being able to eat healthy. It's such a great resource to be able to help our patients right here in Southern Illinois.
So when you pick up a pumpkin today, either at the SIH Cancer Institute here at River Radio Studios or at the Ike family of dealerships, Lori and the crew over here are on board with Pink Pumpkins for a Purpose. You decorate it pink. And then you snap a picture with your smartphone and you upload that picture to our website at z100fm.com. And then, like, so through our business partners and things of that sort, like, we raise some money for the Coach Kill Fund and then we earmark it for folks here who are battling this, correct?
Correct.
That's cool. So that's all we got to do is decorate a pumpkin.
And have fun. And raise some awareness. I mean,
right,
I was telling you a minute ago, it's amazing when you're driving down the street and you look on everyone's front porch and you see a pink pumpkin. That's what we want to see. Raise awareness.
If everybody, Tracy, who is going to a pumpkin patch this weekend, how many families are heading out to a pumpkin patch? You know what I mean?
I would imagine a lot.
Why not?
I would imagine a lot.
Hey, we could just go, and they got them lined up there. You ever go to the pumpkin patch and you see how they wheel and deal?
Pick your size, you know?
Hey. You could get
big
one
or
of those.
Small.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be the great big $15, $20 one. That's the one the kids gravitate to. They see that big $25 pumpkin. They're like, woohoo, found my pumpkin.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. Let's move over here towards the $5 aisle over here.
It'd be a good craft for your kids.
Exactly.
Even the little ones. You can get them little pumpkins.
Yeah, get them a little pumpkin. Hey,
let the
kids paint them up pink. You can have some fun as a family doing this thing and then set it out there. If you pink up your pumpkin, by all means, send a picture at z100fm.com and we can raise some money for some heroes here. They're going through this deal. It's very important to do this. And chances are, you know, we know somebody, either in our family, in our work family, in our church family, that's had to go through this stuff right here. So we need to help those folks out.
We do. We do.
Okay, so Z100FM.com has the website right there. I was going to get just a couple more questions in with you, Jen, right here. But when is the age? Like, do you know, like, okay, this is the time that we need to go get the mammogram and do that thing?
Well, if you don't have a history of breast cancer in your family, we recommend 40. At 40, you can start annual screening mammograms.
So for folks who have the history of this, whether through grandma or mom or what have you, they need to get in maybe a little bit earlier.
Talk to your doctor. You can get in earlier. Insurances are still covering annual screening mammograms. Please, you know, get those. But some women come in at 35 and get a baseline and then start at 40 every year after.
What my mom did and all of her sisters, you know, because it's a deal. I mean, it doesn't take too much of your time, but what they would do is they would make a day of it. They'd take a day off of work, you know, and they'd all huddle up together as women, as friends, as family members. They take off and they get it all done. Then they go shopping.
Exactly. Yep. The breast center in Carbondale is right in the mall. You can do lunch, get your breast cancer screening done, and go shopping. What's better?
Because you got to take, I mean, a little bit of sugar helps the medicine go down. All right? And we just want to make sure that everybody's getting their screenings, and we want to support those folks who are going through this thing right here. So I'm hoping that with this Pink Pumpkins for a Purpose, I'd love to see all our free pumpkins go away today at the SIH Cancer Institute, which is right down here past Carterville on Route 13. How wonderful it is to have this facility here. We don't have to send folks way far away.
It is.
Yeah.
We are seeing such a great community support. The patients and the families are so supportive. They're always commenting on how beautiful the facility, but how amazing the staff and physicians are.
Right.
You know, they take such great care of our patients, and they're so thankful not to have to make that drive.
A lot of times, I would imagine that is just having someone that provides some encouragement. Of course, we're getting the medicine and the care, but to have somebody there to hold your hand and say, we're going to beat this thing. We're going to get through this. I mean, and it's right here, and we're so very blessed. So, hey, get your free pumpkins today at the SIH Cancer Institute here at River Radio on Route 13 and also at the Ike family of dealerships, Ike Honda and Volkswagen of Marion. We're teaming up for Pink Pumpkins for a Purpose. Z100FM.com. Once you decorate your pumpkin pink this weekend, make sure you upload a picture there, and we'll raise some money for the Coach Kill Fund. Jen, Tracy, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you.
Ken.
Really appreciate it. Hey, it's 7:27 this morning. More details, once again, online, z100fm.com.